we want to remember that we're joining with our higher self, and there is amusement abroad. So amusement abroad is sort of like your old perspectives, your old outdated, like almost like you're clearing out a drawer or getting rid of your notebooks from your old semester, something where you're just sort of like glancing through everything and it's like, yep, don't need that. Yep, don't need that. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. So as you will allow your sincere privilege to step forth. So when they're saying sincere privilege to step forth, this is union with our divine self. So what's stepping forth is that Christ establishment, our divine union, our light body. So allow yourself to receive God's glory in its highest essence. So God is God, Goddess, our Goddess self, our I Am presence, our divine self, our Christ self, our Buddha self. So it's very important that we allow ourselves to assimilate. And allowing ourselves to assimilate is growing in that light, growing in that sunshine, growing in that establishment of all that is set upon us. So all that is set upon us is our extraordinary claim of liftoff arrival. So in other words, we're claiming our highest self, and that is what is beaming. That is what is being sent. That is what is almost like supervising. And so all of that old clutter, all of that old material where, nope, don't need that, don't need that, don't need that. It's all being purged. It's all being like sort of requested onward. In other words, as we open up to our light, we're being endowed with grace. I wanted to say given. They changed that word on my brain and had me say endowed, because endowed is like bestowed, blessed upon. And so it's this ongoing, they're saying abstract procedure. Now, the reason they're using abstract is it goes beyond our conscious mind. Like, we can't even imagine what's upon us because we can't yet imagine and see who we are totally beyond the ego. So we're still sort of like dormant. We're still in this old structure. We're still in 3D to some degrees. You know, as we twist and turn, we're releasing. But it's sort of like we can't even begin to understand the blessing that's upon us. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our higher intelligence. So our higher intelligence is our higher self. So this is where, when they said abstract, whatever that other word was, it was sort of like dropping your mind of having to understand and allowing yourself to explore, allowing yourself to be joined with, allowing yourself to be heavenly blessed, allowing yourself to be lifted up to higher status where they're saying like we're all minds meet. So in other words, we're all one. So this is where we're dropping the belief in separation. We're dropping the lower consciousness. We're dropping, all our pain and sorrow, because this is all the belief of suffering. This is all the belief of the guilt of separation, where we're proving ourselves regularly. In other words, we're showing ourselves that the separation really didn't happen, that we really are one with our divine essence. So they're saying that's how we make our garden grow, because we step into the light and we allow that unified understanding of self to become priority, so where we become whole. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to come into true orchestration of inheritance. So when they're sharing this, I'm just seeing these like visions of each of us who we are in our truest semblance. In other words, who we are in our gifted association. And so who we are is very beautiful, powerful, strong, capable beings of light. And so everything that we're attesting to. It's so remember, like we're releasing all the old engagements, and we're allowing ourselves clear visioning, clear insight. So again, I wanted to say sight, they said insight, because we're going in to see with correct status. So in essence, instead of seeing through the split personality self, the ego, we're seeing with our true association. So we're seeing the light, we're seeing the love, we're seeing our holy remembrance. So it's only as we cast upon, in other words, it's only as we see our true self and we receive this healing that we then serve all abroad. In other words, we serve our brethren, we serve our brothers and sisters, but we can't serve unless we are served, unless we come to understand. So the more that we understand, we're opening up to our light's remembrance for the benefit of all around. This is where we're served mightily, because it's not just, well, I need help with my relationship or my finances or my broken body, whatever it is. So that would be like, I'm serving the singular. I'm just me, myself, and I, which of course is understandable because that's the note we've been given. But we want to remember that we're going beyond that to that Christ certainty where we're all one. So now we're serving the collective. Now we're serving love's remembrance. So the more that we like dedicate that or open up to the awareness that we're finding our light, we're finding our placement, because remember, we took this incarnation because we soar. And so that soar is we have substantial power and grace of what who we are and what we attest to, meaning like where we've already established ourselves, that we're now sort of like breaking out of that old consciousness and welcoming in our true allegiance. So we're doing this in numbers, and we're doing this in our new lifestyle, and we're doing this in our holy assistance, and we're doing this in our true remembrance, because this is where we turn the page and we bring forth that new consciousness, that new arrival, that new reality. So as we do this, then we then serve all. In other words, we're holding that light, we're holding that extension of heavenly value, and we're offering that light extreme for all to receive, for all to enjoy, for all to remember, because this is how we create the new earth. This is how we create our new assembly. So again, it's not in communication in darkness. We are opening up the light. So it's the communication of the light that's going to be heard in grander and grander numbers. So again, we're moving into that solstice energy coming up. And so it's already drawing upon us. It's already beginning. And so we want to allow that light to be stirred. So the be stirred is allowing all transfer of darkness to be awakened. So again, it's within our own well, it's within our own field of excellence. So allowing that light to proceed, in other words, to direct you and to come upon new understanding, to come upon new placement, to come upon new service agreement. Because as we serve ourselves that light and we come into our holy exposure, we bring forth rapture, we bring forth ecstasy, we bring forth our new divine privilege. So each of us are receiving that privilege, and we're extending it forward. We're extending it onward. So when we said extending it forward, it's just sort of like, just imagine a path in front of you. And now that light is like each like cobblestone is light. So it's making our way apparent. So this is the time to come into your divine placement, where we're going to be following light. We're not following the mind. We're not following, they're saying skeletons. So sort of like that 3D guilt projection. So that's the old admittance. That's the old movie. We're moving into a new consciousness, a new understanding of self, of light provisioning. So we want to remember we're following our intuition, we're following our light, we're following our higher knowing, and we're moving into our divine placement. So coming into an understanding of our divine essence, of our innocence. So again, our innocence and everyone's innocence, because in truth, we all are divine. We all are one with the Christ body. So again, the Christ simply meaning a level of awareness. This is not specific to the persona of Jesus or Yeshua. So we want to remember we dreamed all of these masters. We all came upon our own understanding of self, and we brought forth these awakening procedures to welcome ourselves home. So the more that we understand we're all one, then all of these lovely ascended projections or imageries are just ongoing processions of our own understanding of self. So it's sort of like we the masters, we the ones of higher gifting, we the ones of higher exploration. So anything that brings you into complete standing. So in other words, we're leaving the split mind, we're leaving lower consciousness, and we're moving into our new placement. So allow that to unfold. Allow that to be, they're saying precise, meaning given. Not, well, let me think about it, let me consider it, let me read three more spiritual books. It's to be precise is to stand upon it. So imagine you're being gifted a present. Well, maybe I'll take it. I don't know. I got to think about it. So it's like you're opening up your hands. You're opening up your heart. You're allowing your life to be transformed. So you're allowing your life to be transformed with your Christ union. So this is your new unfoldment. Your new they're saying delicacy. And so delicacy is sort of like, ooh, you know, it's almost like enticing, exciting. So when I'm saying, when they're saying the word exciting, there's just these filaments of light. So it's literally exciting our DNA or cellular structure. So it's not just like exciting versus boring. It's our energies being excited. So lift it up. And we're allowing that to occur with ease because this is just the most natural thing in the world as we will reassemble. So in other words, we're tuning to our light. We're extending that light. So we're following that light, remembering our steps are ordered. And we never have to worry about the future. The step that's upon you is the one that's lit. And so we're letting go of our past consensus, enjoying our new liberal pleasure. So allow that to take, they're saying like allow the procession to begin, allow that to take hold. So take hold is just imagine you're holding your higher self's hand, or there's a light that's just showing you your true engagement. So it's gonna come through differently for each of us because our higher self communicates with us in our own preferred lifestyle. So some of us are going to feel energy. Some of us are suddenly going to get ideas. Some of us just feel, see things. And so allow that to transfer with ease. For me, my higher self always comes through as Snoopy dancing. And it just is. That's just always happens. But I feel it energetically through my vessel, through my body. But that's, you know, that's what's going on here. So again, we all come through different body-mind agreements. And so allow that to be. Allow, so we're dropping all this like notion of competitiveness, like someone's got something, I don't. It's not possible because we're all one. So that's just the ego. And so we're allowing those true gifts to unfold. The reason they're having me share this is many of us are unfolding in glorious procession or progress. But we're kind of like looking at someone else's gifts thinking, well, I don't have what they have. They're saying, of course not. Who needs more of that? Who needs more of that? So you want to realize that each of us bring our, just imagine like a picnic. You know, we don't want all the same. that's somehow very important to someone that's receiving this, that you allow yourself to be independent. In other words, you're not trying to copycat. You're not trying to do what someone else has. Something you're admiring, drop it and allow your own higher self to gaze and witness. And that's going to open you up to your own gifting, which is quite extraordinary, by the way. So it's almost like no looking on someone else's test paper. So allow that to be received, allow that to be adored, allow that to be imbibed. Imbibed, like taken in. And again, we extend it to all that are ready to receive, to the collective, to those that we love, to those that there may be some ruffled feathers, to those that we just don't even know how to communicate in the physical, but we can communicate in the stars. In other words, we're all connected as one. So this is your opportunity then to bring forth that healing measure. So in other words, we played parts in the physical reality, but in the higher realm, we're all one. And I offer you complete blessings of assurance now. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.